You're up to a Paraklisha. Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Isha, a woman that she's married, Bizman she bebeis baila. When she's living in her husband's house, is then Shochat Olei baila. Let's say on Erev Pesach, the husband and the father both shecht the Korban Pesach for her. He's the father for a daughter, and the husband for his wife. Is Shochat Olei baila. Her husband shechted for her. V'shochat Olei Havia. And her father also shechted the Korban Pesach, had her in mind. Is Alocha, where does she eat? Or the Isha, this wife and the daughter, where do we say her das is to be? The Mishnah says, Toichal Mishel baila. She should eat by her husband's house. Hesminastam, we say her das is she wants to be with her husband and not eat by her father's house. As Rashi says, to mistoma daita limnois al shel baila. Mistoma like this, we never mind the wife wants to be with her husband. Calls the man shle pirsha unless she explained she daita b'shel aviyah. Unless she spoke out that before Pesach she wants to be by her father. But if not, we say minastam she has das to be with her husband and therefore she should eat from her husband's korban Pesach. Holcho regel rishoin lasis v'veis aviyah. Hey, the minig is, after you get married, the first yom to the first regel, you go to your shver's house. You let your wife go to her family. So regel rishon, the first regel, the first yom to after they got married, lasis v'veis aviyah. She went to make the yom to by her father's house. That the couple goes together to her house. Then, what about that yom tiv? Let's say that first yom tiv was Pesach. Shochat aleho viha. Her father shechted the korban Pesach and had her in mind. He was Bamani, he appointed her part of the korban before Pesach. V'shochat aleh baila. And the husband still made his own korban Pesach and also had in mind that his wife should eat with him. Is toicha b'mokim shiroitza. In such a case, we don't know where she wants better and therefore we have to ask her. Hey, toicha b'mokim shiroitza, wherever place she says she wants to, we have to ask her. Like here, we don't know minastam which place she wants to. Because the first yomtif, usually she goes to her father's house. So the svara, she should want to be by her father's house. And the other svar is, no, she wants to be with her husband. So we have to ask her. So Rashi says, Teichel Mokim, she writes, the Gemara Mukilo, Tishene Redufel Elach Ad Heino, Lebeis Aviyah Tomid. We're talking about a wife that's happy with her husband, and she doesn't always run to her father's house. Hilkach, therefore, Mesafklum, we have a suffer, we have a doubt, behind Nichelo, which house does she want better? Elim came Pirsha, unless she explains herself. So if this is a suffix, which house she wants better, and we don't know where she should eat, we have to ask her. What about a yosom sheshochetu olav apetropsin? You have a yosom, has no parents, and apetropis ma'ashechta korban Pesach. So Rashi says there were two apetropsin, two different people were taking care of this orphan. Is the Mishnah says yoicha b'mokim shiroitze. We have to ask the orphan where he wants to eat. Both apetropsin, both people take care of him, made a korban Pesach for him. So the svar, we don't know which one. We have to ask him. They both have a right to make for him, but he can't eat by both. He can only eat by one. That was the Gemara's we had before. A Korban Pesach, he can only eat in one place. So which place should he eat? We have to ask him. Whichever one he chooses, he has the right to. What about Eved Shal Shnei Shutfim? You have an Eved that belongs, there are two owners. Two Shutfim own this Eved. They have a Kenani. Is Alocha Lo Yoichal Mishal Shneim. He can't eat from both of them. Because that's the loch, you can't eat a korban at two different places. You have to b'davki eat at one of them. So we don't know which one he wants to. So Rashi says, lo yoichal mishal shneim. Lo mi pischa shozeh, not from this one's korban Pesach, lo mi shozeh. V'yafilu him nuhu echad ha-pischa. Even if one of them only made a korban Pesach for him, the other owner did not. Still, minosan rishus l'chalei ko'acher, lim lo yisal zeh, v'yen lo takon elim keim rotsu shneim shimne imu echad. Is if you have two owners over this Eved, so the pshat is on each half of the Eved, there's a different owner. So even if one owner made a Korban Pesach for his Eved, that Eved still can't eat from this person's Korban, because since the other half belongs to somebody else, you have to ask the other person, what does he want to do with his Eved? So the only way this Eved can eat the Korban Pesach is if both owners got together, and they are both asking to say, you know what, you make the Korban Pesach, and let him eat by you. So therefore, that owner is doing his half, and the other owner is giving the Eved a reshus keep by that owner. So that's the only case that an Eved that belongs to two different people can eat from a Korban Pesach. But like Zoya, if you have two owners, each one made a half of the Eved on his Korban, it's no good, because one person cannot eat in two different places. What about Misha Chetziv Eved v'Chetziv Ben Chorin? A person that's half freed and half an Eved. Usually the case is that first two shutfim, two people, bought an Eved Kanani together. and then one owner, one shutif, was meshacher, freed his part of the eved. So now this eved is called halfway he's freed, and halfway he's still an eved for one of the owners. He right now cannot eat from his Rebbe, from his Odin. So Rashi says, why not? From the master. The master only had in mind that I own you halfway. So he only had in mind the half that I own, I want you to eat the Korban Pesach. But the other half of the Eved that's freed, Minastam, the owner didn't have in mind. So therefore the owner, the Eved can't eat, because his whole body was not Mimun, was not appointed to eat this Korban. Again, the only eitz would be is he has to speak to the owner and say, do me a favor and invite like my whole part of me. Not only the half that's an Eved to you, but the half that's freed also, I want you to appoint on your part. And if he does that, that's called his one Pesach for this Eved to eat, then he's allowed to eat. Zotik Gemara. Shamat minor, for now, Mishnah, we hear l'chura yesh breira. You say the yesh breira is that you have a right to choose something later, and what you choose later, we say that's as if you had in mind to do it right away. Because like Rashi says, Kosakot, and the Havamina is now, Mimokem shiroitse b'shas achila koma. You have this woman just got married, and it says here that what? That of the first yomtiv, that usually she goes to her father's house. If both of them made a Korban Pesach for her, her husband made one, and her father made one, where should she eat? So the Havamina Mishnah says, b'shas achila, Pesach by night, she has a right to choose. Whichever one she wants to. If she wants to, she go to her father's house and eat the Korban there. If she wants to go to her husband and eat there. But l'chura, how does it help at Pesach by night? That she makes up her mind. L'chura, the halacha is b'shash chita. B'shash, you bring the Korban Pesach, you have to have in mind which way you want, where do you want to eat. So l'chura, she didn't have in mind b'shash the Korban Pesach. She only had in mind later b'shash the chila. So l'chura, you have to say yes, breira. That at night she made up her mind that she wants to eat by her father's house is considered as if she had in mind all along to be by her father's house. And even on Erev Pesach, when they made the shchita, that's also good. So the Mara, no, Mara says, no, I'll tell you, maybe there's no right from here. Ma roitze, what does it mean, roitze? Bishas shchita. I'll tell you, what does it mean that she's nicha? It means tanka bishas shchita. Bishas shishech, the Korban Pesach, that's when she has to make up her mind, whether she wants to go to her father's house, or whether she wants to go to her husband's house. But if she didn't have in mind bishas shchita, maybe it's no good. You have to have in mind bishas shchita, and it's not enough to have a time at night, because then we'll say maybe ain't braver. I have another kash. I have a stomach kash in our mission now. As it says, a isha, a wife, regular risha, in the first yomtif after they're married, oicheles mishelovia. Usually the minig is to go to your father's house, and that's where they eat. Mikan v'yelech, after the first yomtif, then we say, roitza oicheles mishelovia. If she wants to, she can eat by her father's house. Roitza mishobaila. If she wants to, she can eat by her husband's house. This is a little bit of kasha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the first part of the Mishnah, that where does she eat? When a stomach, she goes to her husband. That's the first part of our Mishnah. For Isha, a wife, this man she beveis baila means when they're married already, then if the husband and the father both made a korban, she eats by the husband. As Menastam, we say Isha always wants to be with the husband. Only the first regular, when they're married, that's a special time when usually she goes to her father's house. But after the first regular, our Mishnah says, Menastam, where does she want? She wants to be with the husband. And here the Brisa says no. The Brisa says, after the first regal, now where does she go? She has a choice. We don't know where she wants. Roitzim Yishobayla, she wants to go to her father, and she wants to go to her husband. And our Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says, Menastam, we say she wants to be with husband. So Moran says like Kasha, Kan beredufa leilach, Kan besheni redufa. A certain women are always running back to the father. They still like the father's house. So they're still running back to the father, then you have to ask her. Anytime, even let's say this Pesach now is the second Yom Tov, they were married after Shavuos. So they already had a Sukkos. That's the time they went to the father's house. Now it comes Pesach. It's a question where she wants to. Because this Isha is always running after her father's house. Our Mishnah is talking about an Isha that doesn't run after the father. No, when she's married, she stays with the husband. Therefore we say, Minastan, she eats by her husband. And Rashi says, Mas nisans Rashi b'sheni redufam, leilech tamad the base of Isha. She's not always running to go after her father. The base baila chobiv law, she'd rather be with the husband. Hilkach, therefore, kor shar horogolim, all the other yom tovim, the other pes psochim, vadai shaykh abasoy, vadai we say she wants to be with husband. For rego rishon, it's only the first yomtiv, sofik. That's a sofik in doubt where she wants to be. Because the minig is the first yomtiv you spend by your shver's house, by your father-in-law. So Braisa, this Braisa here, Beredufa, that she, this lady is always running after her father's house back home. Therefore, Hilkach regular Rishon Vaday Bos Reviya. The first Yom Tov, for sure she wants to be by her father. And Mikan V'Elach Sofik, even after the first Yom Tov, still there's a doubt where she would want to be. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, also Yisi Be'enov K'moitzei Sholem. Now I'll be in your eyes, like I find peace by you. So Rashi, K'moitzei Sholem means, Nizchavav T'yolov, like a lady is saying to her husband, I see now that you love me so much, V'nimtzosi Shleim Aloy, and I came, I'm full peace with you. V'yomer Rabbi Yechanan, K'kala, this Pasuk means like a kala, a lady just got married, She'nimtzei Shleim V'beis Chomiyo, that she's always good in the husband's house. Beis Chemiyah means by the Shver, by the father-in-law. He's her father-in-law. In other words, she finds a lot of chen. The father-in-law, the husband's father, likes her very much. And she runs back home to tell her own father all the good things what's going on. As she goes to tell her father how her father-in-law is accepting her, likes her. Kedirsiv, the Pasuk says, for hoya ba yom hun yom hashem tikroi ishi v'lo tikroi li'oid b'ayli, you call me a husband and you won't call me a master anymore. So the husband's pshat is that now she's with the husband and she gets along well there in that house, and not just I'm a b'ayli, the master. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ke kala, that birds is supposed to mean like a kala, a bride, b'veis chamiya, that she gets along with her father-in-law, v'lo kechala b'veis aviyah, and not by a kala that always runs back to a father and that she doesn't get along with her father-in-law, she'd rather go back to her own father. So it's a good thing when she gets along with her father-in-law, and even then she likes to go home and tell her parents that things are going well. Another pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ochois lonu kitana, we have a small sister, v'shudayim ein lo, she doesn't have any breasts. What does that mean? Rashi, shudayim is lohonek acherim, she can't nurse. What does that mean? Amr Rabbi Yechanan, zu ilam, this is like somebody that can't talk, that he could hear, but he can't talk. It's a mashal, she'er zoch selumeid, somebody with zecha that he himself could learn, v'loi zoch selalameid, but he can't teach others. Since he can't talk, he can't teach others. So that's trying to suppose, we have a small system, but for shadayim, she doesn't have breath to nurse to others, means she can't teach to others. Drashi, ein lo, she'en hanno mimen, nobody has hanno from her. Zu ilum, drashi, shoyebo deniel, this doima to deniel. Shenem, it says, Badaniya Vani Beshushan Habira, Hashabilam Hamadina, Vizocha Lilmoid, he was Zocha Daniel to learn Torah himself, for La Robat Torah by Yisrael, but he didn't teach Torah to Klai Yisrael. Abu Babovel, in Bovel, Gidla Ezra, that's where Ezra Hasif was brought up. They said, Hochin Ababa Lidroish, for Lilmoid by Yisrael, Choyko Mishmat. His Ezra Hasif, he was Zocha to teach Klai Yisrael Torah. Vaita, the Bot said, Ani Choyma Vishadai Kimit Golis. Another pasuk says, "Anichaim, I'm like a wall. V'shodai, my breast, kemigdolos, like big towers." Omer Rabbi Yechanan, "Anichaim, I'm like a wall." That means zu Torah. V'shodai kemigdolos elu tamidich chomim. That what they teach Torah to other people. Rashi, v'shodai elu tamidich chomim hamanikim acherim kishodaim halolo. Just like with breast, you nurse who are then the tamidich chomim teach other people's Torah. Kemigdolos Rashi shemaginim alador. They protect the generation. For Rabbam, Rabba learns, Ani Chayma, what does it mean? I'm like a wall. Zu Knesset Yisrael. That's like Klal Yisrael. V'shodai kemigdolos, Elo bote knesias abote midrashis. Hey, these are the base of medrash and the bote midrashis where people come to daven and come to learn. They are what like protect Klal Yisrael. Like Rashi says, kemigdolos like a tower is something that protects the people. Here also, the bote knesias and bote midrashis, that's what protect the people. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Zutra Batuvia. Omar Rav. My dirsi, what does the Pasuk say in Tehillim? Asher bonenu kinetiyim mugudolim bino rehim and binoisenu kizovius mechutovois tavnes heichum. Pasuk about asher bonenu, our children were like planting, we're planting our children, and mugudolim, they're growing up in their youth. And binoisenu, our daughters, kizovius, like a corner. And Mechutov is Tavnes Eichel, from that was built out the Eichel of the base of Migdish. What does this mean? Asher Boneinu Kinetiyim, our children like we're planting them. Elu Bechura Yisrael, these are the young children. Shaloi Tomu Tam Chet, they didn't do any Chet yet. Young children before the Bar Mitzvah, the Chatoim are not called Chatoim, they don't have any Chatoim yet. The Rashi says Kinetiyim. Netiyos Yonkois means young sprouts. Nothing bad happened to them yet. They didn't break. A young sprout, that's like young children. And what's been I say no kizovius? What does it mean our door is like corners? A corner like closed up in the corner. Elo besulos Yisrael, the Jewish daughters, she'oigdais pischeim labalayim, that they closed themselves only to the husbands, to nobody else. No, they didn't have any zus with other people, only with their own husbands. Shrashi she'oigdais pischeim labalayim, soismais pischeim, they used to close themselves, achimazakokos labalayim, until only they had tashmish with their own husbands. V'yein and nivolos lachem, they had no tashmish with other people. Other people, Rashi says, it means that they told the Hilchos Nidam, they told the husbands when they saw the period that they'll know when to stay away from them. So the Mora says, V'cheinu Waim, another Pasuk says, Omolu kimizra kizovius mizbeach. Omolu be filled up, kimizra like a basin, kizovius mizbeach, the side of the mizbeach. You see, Elashin Omolu means it was filled up. The Rashi says, V'cheinu Waim, Omolu kimizra kizovius mizbeach. Mazovius, Mazovius to us, just like the corner over there. Ksibu Omolu will be filled up. Hokinami, Benoseinu kizovius, Aideshin is malus taiva. That they filled themselves up with taiva, with lust. And they hold himself in only with their own husbands. Yeah. Another pasuk is mehocha. Mizavino meleya mafikim mizon alzon. Mizavino, like from corners, will be filled up, and mafikim will have enough to be give panos, give us food, mizon alzon, from one season to another season. Yeah. So lost lashon like mol will be filled up. Right at the end of the pasuk says, "Mechaytzva is tavnis heichel," that we're able to carve out the tavnis, the proof, the form of the heichel, the base of Migdish. That means elu v'elu malalei makasa kilu nivnul heichel b'yameim. Has b'schus the young children that learn Torah, and b'schus the bnei Yisrael, the daughters of Yisrael that don't have znus, they only stay with their own husbands. With this, they'll be zayichet to have a binyan base of Migdish. Rashi says, "Kilu nivna heichel b'yameim." Dochi mashrim mechaytzvayz bebinyan heichel tavnis loshim binyan. It's not much as if they're building the Beis Hamikdash at that times. Yeah. Right, the pasuk says in the by Hoshea Hanavi. The Dvar Hashem, the beginning of Hoshea, Dvar Hashem Ashehoyel Hoshea says b'meyu ziyahu yoisam ochoz. Yechizkiya Malche Yehuda. That's what it says. Now, the Zemara says, "Beperek echad nisnavnu dalad neviim." At one time, all these four neviim said nevuah. That's Uziyo, Yoisam, Ochaz, and Yechizkiya. At one time. Or Abba Neviim, let's forget. These were not the neviim over here. This is the time of Yechizkiya Melch Yehuda. No, it means The Psrash is Abba Neviim, is the common Mephorish Lu. Later we'll explain which Neviim, the four Neviim. Hulukula ksibu bimei uziyo, yosam ochis geog tchulam, hichlu linove bimei uziyo, vekipchu chai abo amalochim. Most later, there were four people that said Nevuah here, and all of them lived out the lifetime of all these four Malochim. We just said four Malochim, bimei uziyo, yosam ochis yichizkiyo, malcha Yehuda. These were the people of the Malochim of Yehuda. And the four Nevi'im, they lived out longer than the life of these four Malachim. The Gemara will soon explain why. Rakopan Vosik says, Thoughts of Devar Hashem Ashehoya El Hoshea Ben Beri. So Gemara says that Dalad Nevi'im, there were four Nevi'im now. The Godul Shabakulim, who is the greatest Navi? Hoshea. Shenema Tchilas Devar Hashem Hoshea. Tchilas Mashmi, he was the first one, he was the most chashiv one. Now what happened here? For the Mora Kashi, V'chi b'Hosheya Dibur Tchila, is he the first one that Hashem spoke to? V'aloi mi Moshad Hosheya Kama Nevi'im. There were a lot of different Nevi'im from Moshe's time until Hosheya's time. So what does it mean to say, Tchilas Dvar Hashem b'Hosheya, Mashmi is the first one that Hashem spoke to? That means, Omri Rabbi Yechanan, Tchila Li'abo Nevi'im, Shenesnav Nubi'es Kaperik. He was the first one of the four Nevi'im here. That was at this time of Hosheya, he was the first one that Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to. In other words, he was the most chashiv one of all these four. V'yelu hein, who are the four Nevi'im here that spoke at this time? It was Hosheya, Yishayahu, Amos, and Micha. These were the four Nevi'im, and the first one Hashem spoke to Hosheya, because he was the greatest one of these Nevi'im. Omala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hosheya. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Toyd Hosheya. Bonecha chotu. You should know your children, Klai Yisrael, are doing chatoyim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hoshea. Your children are doing chatoyim. For Hoyel Eloima, you know what Hoshea should have said? He should have said that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonecha heim. They're only my children. Bnei Chununecha heim. They're the children of your beloved ones. Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. That's what Hoshea should have said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Hashem is telling Hoshea, your children are doing chatoyim. Hoshea should have said, they're only my children. They're the sons of your beloved ones. They're the sons of Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Gilgul rachamecha leim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachmanis on them. Not only didn't Hoshea say this, Elo, you know what Hoshea answered about the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Elo, Om Alephono, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Shelachu, the whole world belongs to you. Heavirim B'yum Acheres, you have complaints, Klai Yisrael is doing Chatoyim, take a different nation, leave Klai Yisrael alone, and take another nation. That's what Hoshea told about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This was a chet. So Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, what can I do with this old person, Hoshea? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what to do. And that's the beginning of Hoshea. The what Hashem told Hoshea, like for an Einish, he told him, Om Aloi, Leich v'kach isha zayna. Go take a wife, that's a zayna. For hoylid l'cho bonim, and you'll have children from her, zanunim, they'll also be, zanunim means like we don't know who the parents are, who the father is. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Hoshea, take your wife and divorce her, get rid of her, and you'll see how you like it. In other words, Hoshea is telling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael did a chet, good, leave them alone, take another nation. So Hashem wanted to prove to him how hard it is. So he told Hoshea, this whole psukim here, that he told him, get married to a lady, and a zoyna, and have children, and after you have children, then I'll tell you to get rid of her, we'll see how you like it. Could you send her away or not? We'll soon see. If you could send her away, then I'll also send away Klal Yisrael. This is the beginning of the Novi Yoshaya that says, go take a wife that's a zoyna. V'yaldei zenunim. You'll have children that also are zoynas. Uchsiv, the Pasuk says, v'yelech v'yikach es goymer bas divloyim. That's who Hoshea took. He listened to Hashem with the tzivu. Hashem told him, go take a zayna. So he went and got married to a zayna. V'yikach pasuk says, as goymer, bas divloyim. So tomorrow, goymer, what does the name goymer mean? Omarav shakil goymerim bo. Every drashti bottom rashi, goymer bo, biyosom v'taybosom libam. And she was the biggest zayna around. Whoever wanted as nus had beer with her, and they had all the lust got finished, and had beer with her. They finished all the lust in her. That's why I call the name Goymer. Amrasha, call Goymer Bo. What does Bas Divloyim mean? What does Divloyim mean? Mara Dibaroa Bas Dibaroa. Sometimes they spoke bad about her and spoke bad about her mother. That's why that's what she was. A real Zayna. Rashi Divloyim means Rashi Shtei Dibar. It's like two different words. It means Doymer, Bas Doymer. So that they spoke bad about her and about her mother also. That's who Hoshea got married to. Shmuel says another pshat. What does the pasuk mean? Goymer. What was the name called Goymer? Shematuka befiha kol kidvelim. That she was sweet in everybody's mouth like a date. In other words, everybody liked it to have nus with her. Everybody spoke about her. Rabbi Yechon Nomar shakil doshin bo kedavla. No, this is also the same thing. Everybody has nus with her. With dash went into her like you pressed down on a date. Dovarach another pshat. Goymer. What do you mean? Her name was Goymer. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. They want to like wipe out all the money from Klal Yisrael, like to wipe out, take them, make them worthless. And Rabbi Yechonon Amar, "Bizizu v'gomru." They took it, tried, and they finished it. Shenema, the pasuk says in Malachim, "Ki avdom melech harom." Melech harom destroyed like Klal Yisrael, but yisimim ki yofer, and he made them like dust, because they took away all the money from Klal Yisrael. Right, the pasuk says by Hoshea, so Hoshea listened to Hashem and he got married to Goymer, Bas Divloyim, Vatahar, the pasuk says, Vatelloy Ben. Right away he had a son. But Yemir Hashem Elov, Hashem told Hoshea, Kroshmoy Yisrael, that's what you should call him. Why? Ki oid mayat, a little bit more time, of Fakarati as the Mei Yisrael, al Beis Yehu. I'll take back his blood, like on Beis Yehu, Vihishvati Mamluchais Beis Yisrael. And I'll destroy Vishbati Yamamluchai's Beis Yisrael. I'll destroy the Melochim of Klal Yisrael. Vatara, then he gave birth again. His wife came pregnant again. Vatelet Bas, now this Goyma gave birth to a daughter. Vayayimelah, Kosh Baruch Hu told Yeshaya, Kroa Shema Loi Ruchama. Call her name Loi Ruchama. I won't have any more Rachmonas and Klal Yisrael. Like, I'll listen to you. That's what you, Hashem, told me to do. You told me to do is take a different nation. So call your daughter Loi Ruchama. Don't have any Rachmonas on her. Ki nosa esolhem. Like, I won't forgive them. Vatar vatelet ben. Then she became pregnant a third time. And he gave birth to a second son. Vayayime kroshima loyami. Call your son loyami, not my nation. Kiyatem loyami, because I'm not your nation. Like, you're not from my nation. Vanoichi loyeh yelochem. And I won't be for you. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu told Yeshaya to do, and these are the three children he had. Liyachas shenoldu loy, shnei bonim ubasachas. If Yeshaya had now two sons and one daughter from his wife, a goyimel, is omulei Kosh Baruch Hu. Now Kosh Baruch Hu told Yeshaya to Yeshaya. He told him like this. You should learn now from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekiven shetibarti imoy. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pirash min Isha, he was perished from his wife. So afat to you also, Bidur latzmcha mimenu. Get rid of your wife right now. Give her a get right now. Get rid of her. Is omar loya kusay. Hashem told about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom. Yesh li bonim mimenu, but I have children from her. V'yena niyachol loytziyah. I can't get rid of her. I can't give her a get either. So the Mashah's Mazel, like, what did Hashem say? So what if he had children? Why can't he give a get? Allah is, even if you have children, you can also give a get. So he's one of the Mashah explains that Hashem was worried, though. Who was his wife? His wife was a Zayna. So he was afraid of a give her a get. Everybody would say, you know why he gave her a get. Because he found out that the children weren't his children. The children were from some different men. So that's why Hashem was giving her a get. And it'll be Maitzi Laz on her children. That's why Hashem said, I can't give her a get because I have children. And if I give my wife a get, now everybody will say, the reason why I gave her a get is because some of these children weren't from me, they're from somebody else. So Hashem says, I can't give her a get, I have to stay married to them to prove that they're my children. Is Omar the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it won't help you anything anyway. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oma Ato, Madach Yu, Shishtach HaZoyna, your wife is a Zoyna. Or Bonecha B'nei Zanunim, and your children also, even if you think they're your children, who says they're your children? It's very possible, even though you married with her, she still has nus with other people, she still lives with other people. So it could be the children are not from you, the children anyway are from somebody else. Like, you're saying you don't want to give a get because you want to prove to everybody that they're your children. Hey, who says they're your children? Mesama, she was with other people also. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Hashem, Madach, in such a case, you stam get married to a Zayna. And who says your children are your own children? V'yeinat v'yeinat im shalachohen, and you're not even sure if these children are your children or not, im shalachem, if there's somebody else, a different man, hein, is kach Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling back to Hosea, Madach kla Yisrael, shein bonai, they're for sure my children, b'nei b'chuni, the children of my beloved ones, b'nei Avraham, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. And therefore, you want me to give them up? Like, how could you tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give up Klal Yisrael? And Echad Miyabo Kinyonenu Shekanisi Biolomi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshaya, Klal Yisrael is one of the four kinyonim, one of the four possessions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in this world. He was kind of like he owns. This Amad, even though he owns everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a special type of a kinyon here. Something special about four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And what are they? Torah is one. Torah kinyan echad. The pasuk says Hashem konani reishis darkai. That's one. It goes on limud Torah. That's called something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Rashi says kinyanim means chashuvim beinov. There's something of something very dear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Likraisim kinyan. To give it a name of a kinyan means something you possess, you own. Ka'adam sheterach liknais davar chavuloi. Just like a person, something you like. You like a car, you go out and buy a car. So that's just a muscle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like owns four things to show us these are four special things that he loves, as if to say he went out to buy them. So one is Torah. Next one is Shemayim Voritz. Kinyan Echad. The skies in the world. The Chassid Apostle says, Koina Shemayim Voritz. Beis HaMikdash Kinyan Echad is the third one. The Chassid Harzeh Konisa Yemini Yisrael Kinyan Echad. Yisrael, that's the fourth Kinyan. The Chassid Amzu Konisi. So that's Kosh Baruch Hu telling Hosea, these are four special things that I have dear in this world. And one of them is Klal Yisrael. V'yata Martin, you have told me, Havirum b'yuma acheres, you want me to give up Klai Yisrael and take another nation? But the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave back to Hosea, you did a wrong thing. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hosea that Klai Yisrael did chatoyim, so really what he should have done is
in the style of Klai Yisrael. And instead of that, he told Hashem, take a different nation, and that was a test.